These padded practices show, you know, we get to work on our technique a little bit more. Obviously, we play in that type of garment, so we get to get out there, be physical, attack, you know, use our hands a little bit more, offensive line, defensive line, get to attack in the trenches. You get to catch, you know, with your gear on and play football how you're going to play on Sundays, Thursdays, and Mondays. So it's just, you know, bit by bit in training camp, you just want to keep raising your game. And as you put on your pads, you know, you get to play actual football.
Is it more fun? Is there more of a buzz with the guys because you're doing something a little more akin to what the real game is?
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, it's exciting. And then, too, you know, we got our great fans out here to come out and support. And, you know, having the pads on, we know that's how you're going to win a championship. You know, you play football with pads on. So when you get to practice that, learn how to practice as a unit, as a team, and also be able to challenge each other, we know that's going to be the success moving forward. So it feels good to be back in the pads.
You're a very optimistic guy, but does it feel like the optimism here is even higher than it has been?
What makes you think I'm optimistic?
I'm just seeing you every day.
Nah, yeah, man. It's you can tell just from, you know, the energy levels that you feel when you're walking around the building, when we're out on practice, you know, and we know what kind of team we have. We really do. And, you know, we could sit here and preach all day from offense to defense, special teams, why we feel we have a good team. But if we don't go out here and prove it, it really doesn't matter. So I'm excited because very sooner than later, we're going to have an opportunity to prove it to ourselves. For our fans.
Make it tougher having so many guys there in the backfield, having to make the most of the fewer opportunities that you get?
No, it doesn't make it tougher because every single play is his own play. It's a brand new play. It's a brand new situation. It's a brand new down and distance. This is a brand new culture of that play. You know, how to fit in the triangles of the pass, how to fit in that gap scheme, the zone, everything that you're doing. So when you're in, you're just taking advantage of the play that you're in, being fully 100% where your feet are at per play. But, you know, we got a great group of backs, and we know that. We're going to push each other, and that's what training camp's all about.
There's some new things at this camp, music, TV timeouts, there's soccer balls out there.
Soccer balls?
Yeah, there were. We just talked about it with Ben. Maybe you weren't part of that, but there were. What do you make of all that? Or how do the players react to what's new?
Like it, man, because that's the type of atmosphere the game is. It's high energy. It's not quiet. You got fans, you got music, you got TV timeouts. So I think putting us in that kind of organized chaos that the game, you know, presents itself, it causes us to practice in those elements and being used to it, having to use the hand signals on offense and defense, you know, having to yell over top of music, coaches, and seeing what's going on. Players have to stay in tune, getting them mental reps from the sideline. I think it helps us tremendously.
He also said he was trying to keep it interesting. I mean, does that make sense? I mean, it's a long training camp.
Yeah, I mean, look, training camp's long. But that's what it's built for. You know what I mean? And so finding ways to not only make it fun, but challenging. I think you find great dividends in that for a whole entire team.
Obviously, Ben, I'm sure he talks to you guys about goals and aspirations, you know, in private. But when a coach comes out here and starts talking about the Super Bowl to the media, what does that do for a player's psyche, if anything?
That's what I expect. I mean, as an individual, everybody wants to make it to the Super Bowl. That's why we playing this game, you know. So when the head guy, you know, preaches that and talks about it and has that expectation, it allows and forces you to bring your level of expectations up too, you know. And it feels good to be on a team that it's okay to actually talk about the Super Bowl. I've been a part of different teams where that was taboo to even say. So I like it.